The Obama administration's policy on immigration is the continuation of the Bush administration's policy, says Miguel Ramirez, president of Centro Hispano Cuscatlan in Jamaica, Queens. More prisons are being built to hold and deport immigrants picked up in raids, and Department of Homeland Security.
Janet Napolitano presented a report 2 days ago talking about that they have deported just in this year more than 500,000 people.
Indigenous rites honoring the six directions were performed. In December, the three major faith traditions shine a light and commemorate Advent, the Islamic New Year, and Hanukkah by welcoming the stranger. Rabbi Michael Feinberg lit the first menorah candle and said Hanukkah represents
people's hope of bringing light into darkness, people's power over military and unjust power, and more than anything, it's a spirit of freedom, it's a spirit of liberation, it's a spirit of bringing hope and good news to all those who are struggling to be free. So I'll light the Hanukkah candles now.
To uphold the human rights of immigrants, Reverend Michael Ehrlich prayed for the first of seven principles that a just immigration reform must affirm: the path to permanent residency and citizenship.
Oh God, we know as people of faith and as Americans that we are an immigrant people. We know that our faith ancestors crossed over boundaries because God was revealed to them through acts of migration. Similarly, we as Americans dare to build a new society populated by the greatest migration of people in all of recorded human history, and that our faith traditions continue to call on us to defend that impulse by finding God in the outcasts and the immigrants that live among us.
The second principle seeks to preserve family unity by revising immigration quotas and eliminating the visa backlog, which keep families apart. Lisa Sharon Harper, executive director of the New York State Interfaith Network for Immigration Reform, led the prayer.
And Lord, we ask that your spirit would go and move the hearts of legislators, that you would bring the stories to their ears, and that you would soften their ears. God, let them not be so concerned with the vote as they are with the humanity of the people living in their districts under the weight of this oppression.
Ari Rosmarin from the New York Civil Liberties Union spelled out the third principle.
Enforcement policies should not force immigrants to fear local law enforcement or government entities. Immigration infractions should not be treated as crimes. We demand fair border policies conducted with accountability that respects the security of all. We also demand the immediate end of flawed enforcement methods that rely on inaccurate employer verification databases, national worker identification cards that violate privacy, the construction of additional fencing that has already resulted in the deaths of over 5,000 immigrants.
The debate on immigration has been polarized by hate mongers in the media, but says Juan Carlos Ruiz from Youth Ministries for Peace and Justice.
They present a campaign that push Lou Dobbs from CNN. It's an example of what can people do together when they get united. I think we need to follow that example.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.